Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go on a Tuesday. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you, and we've got a new member of the 30 Club. Happy birthday to our producer.
Happy birthday,
Drew
Nixon.
Thank you.
Do you have a song for him, Cody?
Happy birthday, Andrew Nixon. I know his name's not Andrew, Andrew, but it's the only way that it works in the original birthday song. You know, Drew B. Nixon? Could I get away with, you know?
That's because a stretch.
B. Nixon. Yeah.
That's a stretch.
It's a stretch.
It's a bit of a stretch, but
happy birthday. But, you know, wish Drew happy birthday on social media.
Thank you.
He's 30 years old.
I am.
You're part of the 30 club.
I beat you to 40 before you get to 30, so don't get all be in the same decade. But
I think Mac is the only full-time employee that's not in 30 or older now. I think that's accurate to say. So there you go, man. Big plans. We'll talk about it maybe a little bit later. I don't know if you got plans or anything like that. I feel like last Thursday that was just a birthday present for you. That's what Cincinnati gave you, was a birthday.
I will
early
take
birthday
a Bengals
gift.
Win any day of the week.
Yeah,
it doesn't
I feel like
when
that's what happened last week.
You feel different. You woke up. You feel different.
He sat down in his chair though, right when he walked in. He, like one of those where you like you sit back. You're like, it was like you were already feeling it. Like you just right away.
He got a fresh cut.
He did.
I did get the fresh cut. It's funny. My mom asked me the same question this morning, Cody, when I talked to her on the phone.
It's a classic parent question.
She was like, so do you feel like you're 30? I was like, I don't know. I was like, what does 30 feel like? You know, I feel the same as I did yesterday. I feel good.
That's good. A lot of people feel good in their 30s. We're going to find out if you like your 30s better than your 20s.
Dusty texted me. He wanted to know if you felt like you needed to use a little bit more Blue Chew or not.
I am.
He needs a port-a-john.
How would you rate 1 out of 10? How would you rate your 20s, Drew? How do you think you accomplished your 20s? 1 out of 10, you know?
How did I accomplish my 20s?
Like, if you had to rate it overall, how much you enjoyed it and accomplishments, where is that of a 1 out of 10?
7.5.
Oh, not bad. One. That's a pretty
that's
good.
Yeah, that nothing wrong with that.
It was pretty solid.
I think my 20s are like a 5.
That's
so
nice.
Like, honestly,
that's solid.
I'm being honest.
There you go.
Honest
well, happy assessment. Birthday. You guys can text in to Drew and to the show, 913-586-7965, Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. We'll find out what else Drew's got planned, maybe for the birthday and everything, coming up a little bit later on in the show. Of course, video stream up and running, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the shows here on 96.5 The Fan. About 30 minutes away from our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, calling
That's
in.
Right.
He is obviously going to talk about a winless football team, but I want to talk about his national television debut.
Nick Wright tried to do what we did several days before, which is tell him to quit the Jets.
Yep.
Even easier now. My God, that team.
So we will talk some football with Vinny. Also, Nate Taylor at 1 o'clock will join us in studio for our weekly conversation. Always love having Nate on the show, and he will join us a little bit later on today. But we start with a couple things that have been trending in this direction. And last week, they were co-favorites. Now, officially, every single book, the Chiefs are the Super Bowl favorite. Yet, we were joking before the show, they are not currently in the playoff field because they're 4-3.
They're the 8 seed right now.
They would be one. They would just barely be outside the playoff field. Yet, they're the Super Bowl favorite, and everybody acknowledges, look out. The Chiefs are coming. Got to be careful if you're anybody else in the league now.
I guess what stands out is I understand that they're the Super Bowl favorite and deserving to be the Super Bowl favorite. Are you at the point now, because the way I think the tenor is starting to change is they're not the Super Bowl favorite. They're the heavy, decided favorite to get to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl, however you want to look at it. For a year in which I don't know if it's like mediocrity. That's not the way I would describe it. But there's a huge wash of teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
Bills have come back to the pack. Everybody in the NFC's all in a pack together. Like, for instance, you'd mentioned the Chiefs are the 8 seed. They're one record point different. If they had one more win and one less loss, so 5-2 instead of 4-3, they'd be the 2 seed. So, like, it's not like there's not some big grouping together. I am firmly now in the belief, Gold, that they are probably deserving of being the prohibitive favorite to being the number one seed. They can score. They can play defense. They've been to the Super Bowl the last 3 years in a row. Patrick Mahomes is playing at an MVP level. And now they look like the kind of team who doesn't want to lose ever again. And so the more and more I look at it, the more I'm starting to be convinced, Gold, that this is a team deserving of being the prohibitive favorite to return to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, however you want to look at it. They like not just like the odds on favorite, big time favorite is how I'm starting to feel.
Yeah, look, I think, I don't know, as far as being the big favorite and all that, I don't know if necessarily I think that's where they should be yet, based off of, you know, I just saw Detroit bounce back in a pretty impressive way yesterday after losing to Kansas City. I think, you know, the Rams continue to show plenty of signs of being a legitimate threat. Well, now, those are NFC
teams.
Lots
of good teams, yeah.
On the AFC side, yeah, the Chiefs should clearly be the favorite out of the NFC, even though they sit at 4, out of the AFC, yeah. As they sit at the 4-3 and currently outside the playoff field. That to me is very, very clear. And I thought Colin Cowherd was correct. You know, there's a lot of times we play clips from his show or others. We're like, okay, this is ridiculous. And he, even before the season, of course, picked the Chargers to win the division, as I think he does every year. But I thought he nailed this kind of description of where we're at with the Chiefs now, which is a lot of teams had a chance to catch up to them when they were down. And it was looking like you could maybe even quote unquote bury them and all that. And now it's too late.
I don't feel bad for the Chargers or Baltimore or Joe Burrow and the Bengals, although he's hurt this year. You know, all these teams had a chance. Kansas City was 3-3. They didn't have Rice. They didn't have Worthy. This was your time to make up ground on them. But right now, Kansas City's not only back, I think they're better than ever. They have drafted so well. This is the deepest, twitchiest, most unique wide receiving core, the best play designer, the best distributor. I watched yesterday, and I mean, it was like Mahomes was in a baseball cap in the fourth quarter. It's like they pulled their starting pitcher after a great two-hitter, and he had a 6-run lead in the seventh inning, and he sat in the bench, the dugout, and watched. But I don't see a hole. I said this a month ago when they clobbered the Ravens. Everybody said, oh, the Ravens are beat up. That's not what I watched. Right now, they just keep adding elements.
And you went on from there. I totally agree. We've mentioned some of those things, but you're even starting to get some of the national talking heads on board with stop moving the goalposts. As he said, after the Ravens game, people moved the goalposts. They of course lost to Jacksonville on the road. Everybody's like, uh-oh, wait a second. Maybe they're not actually back. Then they did to Detroit. Bad the Raiders are. An NFL team lost 31-0.
Here's what stands out to me about this team and why I'm saying heavy favorite, not just favorite. They have blown out 3 of their last 4 opponents. They kicked Baltimore's ass, Detroit's, and Vegas's. They won all 3 of those games by 2 touchdowns. Like, and in the Raiders' case, obviously, by 4.5 touchdowns or whatever it ended up being. And that Ravens game wasn't even as close as the 37-20 score it was on paper. They were up 14-0 on Jacksonville. Washington, a projected playoff team still, despite their injuries, they're a 10-point favorite against this weekend. I think the bookmakers have started to treat them like they're a team that is going to be double-digit favorites against some teams in the NFL, and even still solid favorites against teams that we think are good. At Buffalo, they're currently a favorite.
As they should be.
At Denver, they're a favorite. At home versus Indianapolis, these are teams with
They'll be favorites in every game the rest of the way.
But in games where they're facing Houston, like a fringe, not a fringe team, right? Not a good team, but like a mediocre team. Or Los Angeles, they're going to start being touchdown favorites against average NFL teams. 10-point, 12-point favorites against bad NFL teams. The league knows, and it's not just about the odds, but the league knows what we know. They're not just starting to win. They are starting to destroy some opponents. Destroyed New York in the second half, blew out Baltimore, blew out Detroit, blew out Vegas. Jacksonville is the one outlier. And again, we would all be saying what I'm saying, what you're saying now, if they had just won the Jags game and not let that one slip away in weird fashion, because then they would be winners of five in a row.
Maybe 5-2
with
right now.
Four blowouts, right? Or three blowouts, a pretty easy win against the New York Giants, and a close one against maybe a division winner on the road against Jacksonville. So like, if they continue down this path, they're going to start looking like a team that every week is like, can we just stay in the game? Can we keep it close against Kansas City? Because the last couple of teams haven't been able to do that.
No, and since
everyone but Jacksonville.
Since starting 0-2, I mean, everybody's catching on here. Since starting 0-2, the Chiefs are the most bet team right now, at BetMGM at least, and I think some other books as well, to win the Super Bowl. Like, this is why they're the favorite, by the way. That's how the whole thing works. That's why they're also favorites. They went four of their last five games, sure, but that was an opportunity. You know, we looked at the AFC West odds at the time. We looked at win total stuff. You could have got the Chiefs at plus money to get to 10 or 11 wins when they were 0-2, when they had just lost even to Jacksonville. You could still get them at plus money, and now they're back to being where you're going to get minus money for them to get to 12 wins. Like, most people now think they're getting to 12.
Which is crazy because they already have three losses.
Yep.
So it's like, well, not, you know, I bet them when they got down to, of course, I do anytime. The Chiefs get down to 10.5. I'll just tell you right now, I get on my app and I immediately go find somebody who will take my bet. Because, and the only time it's only half burned me once. And that was when 2 years ago when they got to 11 wins, when I bet them at 11.5. And then when they got down to 10.5, I bet them again. And it ended up being a wash for the two bets because they got to 11 wins. Every other time, this comes out clean for me, because when they get down and you start doubting him, it looks the opposite. The thing, again, that stands out is that we'll talk about this a little bit later on in the show, maybe after Vinny. If you just look at where they rank amongst top teams on offense, top teams on defense, talent, like where they only have one, I think, obvious deficiency. They have at least a mediocre running game, based on yards per game, better than that, but a mediocre running game. And if I factor in Patrick Mahomes' game, you know, being a part of that, maybe a little better. They are, and that's not a deficiency, I just call that like medium. They have a really good offensive line. They have a really good secondary, good linebackers, good wide receivers. I mean, like, they are balanced.
Yeah, the only, you know, debate would be the pass rush. And
that's
what
it.
They do
that's
there.
The
and then if you're concerned at all with the depth, where you're on the offensive line, but I'll tell you this, any team in the NFL, if they lose a left tackle or a right tackle, they're in trouble. Any team. Most teams, the Chiefs were fortunate. They signed Jalen Moore because they thought
they can't afford to lose one now.
But I would say they're already down to their second left tackle, and he was a guy they were confident in starting if they had to and couldn't draft Josh Simmons and Jalen Moore. And so any other team, look what's happened with the Chargers. I mean, if you lose a left tackle or right tackle, no team usually has a fallback plan that's all that good. So as much as I'll say, oh, the depth of the O-line, I'm really not concerned about that. That applies to every other team in the league. And even Trey Smith, who we'll talk about more later today, if he had to miss a game, we don't know if he is. He's got a back problem. We all saw
that. But he's got an extra day.
But maybe that helps. His is not a long-term injury, even if he were to have to miss a game. We'll ask Nate Taylor about what he's hearing, maybe on the Trey Smith stuff, coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. But yeah, the Chiefs are, I mean, we keep saying that the Chiefs are back, and everybody else in the league has recognized that now. Even the Dan Orlovskys of the world, last night I heard talking on the Monday Night Football broadcast saying, outside of Detroit, I think he said he thinks the Chiefs are the best team in football.
There's no good way to research it. I would
outside the Colts. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would love to find another time in the last 20 years in the NFL in which, after 7 weeks of the NFL season, a team who is currently in eighth place is everyone's decided favorite to win the Super Bowl. Right? Like that. That just seems silly, Gold. Like, and the playoffs don't start after 7 weeks, and we know that. They wouldn't even be in the field if the playoffs started today. And it doesn't concern me even a little bit. People could try to come and be like, you're getting the playoffs first, and be like, come on, man. You know I don't care about that right now. I got plenty of weeks left. And they have a difficult schedule ahead. I was surprised to see, and this is what making me think about it more, even though there's an uncertainty about Jaden Daniels, although I think they're playing it coy and that Jaden Daniels will most likely be available. We'll see. Even though they're playing a quote JD, I'm surprised how big of a favorite they are. I know that the Washington Commanders haven't looked like a world beater of a team. But like, if you would have told me before the season started that going into the game they were 9.5-point favorite against that team, I'd be like, what?
Oh, well,
what
yes.
The hell went right?
No kidding. Yeah, I mean, I absolutely. Yeah, the Commanders, that was the game I told you on the schedule I was at preseason I was most excited about because I've seen the divisional games yeah. and all that. The Commander, Jaden Daniels versus Mahomes, it was a game I was looking forward to. Now we may not get Jaden Daniels. We'll see. If Mariota ends up playing or not as we get closer to Monday night and where his knee or and hamstring, I think it is as well, is at. But you're right. I mean, that's a massive spread, although the Commanders have not been all that impressive. They just haven't. Their defense is a problem. We just saw what the Cowboys offense did against
them. They just had
them.
Another big offensive. Their best defensive lineman just got hurt.
Yep. And then offensively, they've been without Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel the last couple weeks. So it's something to watch on the injury front. But yes, the Commanders game does not look as daunting as we all thought it was going to be.
I will say, I was thinking more about the league last night as we're watching the Seattle Seahawks clearly be one of the, I'll just say a number that nobody will disagree with, top 10 teams in the league. I would argue certainly higher than that. I think they've got their place amongst the top 5 to 7 teams in the NFL if you're making an argument for them. And watching Sam Darnold now go to a second stop in which he's having success. And the more I was thinking about this, and this more applies to second contracts, because you know my general rule of thumb is that you shouldn't keep messing with young quarterbacks and changing their quarterback or their coach the first year after, and teams keep doing this, and I don't understand. It's that the number one overall pick 4 times in a row has lost their coach in the middle of their rookie season, and I don't understand how this keeps happening. But the more I think about veteran contracts, especially guys who get contracts in their second deal, why are they shipping these guys out of town rather than finding a coach who works for them? So, for instance, Sam Darnold obviously can work, depending on the coach you give him. You give him the guy, you give McDonald in Seattle, you give him O'Connell in Minnesota, it works. You give Joe Flacco, for instance, right, at least like a medium-level head coach in the time he's been around. He's not a great example, but Daniel Jones for the Colts right now? It wasn't working with Dable. Had they just gotten rid of Dable and hired a head coach who knew what he was doing, they might have been able to both have the quarterback and the coach and start winning right now. When those like veteran guys that you gave a contract to, some of the guys that I'm saying don't pay at all, let's say Tua, before you run Tua out of town, which is what happens, they run both out of town or they run the quarterback out of town first and say, oh, we don't have a quarterback, we can't figure it out. Are you sure you shouldn't just change coach and find that there might be a guy who matches up well with him? Baker, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold. I think those are the best examples of this.
So it's definitely a recent phenomenon with guys going to other places and having success. And a couple of them involved the New York Jets. So that organization just might be cursed.
Yeah.
We will talk to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, about this.
Oh, even Mac Jones is making me think that.
Yeah, so Sam Darnold is in a West Coast system now. He obviously was with Kevin O'Connell a year ago in Minnesota. Now he's with McDonald and Clint Kubiak. I guess that's his dad.
You went way back in the time machine. Kubiak. Gary Kubiak.
Yeah, that's his dad. Clint Kubiak in Seattle. So yeah, it's all about scheme, and he's comfortable in it. I will say, though, on the flip side, we would all agree, Sam Darnold had 3 years with the Jets. Nobody was saying he needed to have a fourth year with a new head coach. So I don't want to be, hindsight's 2020 on this a little bit. Yes, Sam Darnold was in a system.
But in retrospect, maybe that would have worked.
Maybe so, but I'm just, the same thing is happening. You brought up Tua. Same thing happening there. Is anybody saying that Tua just needs a new head coach?
But I'm not. No one is. But I'm saying maybe they should be. Maybe there is something there with Tua. The issue is the head coach.
But
he's already paid. So like before you just wash him out of town, I would maybe find out.
They have
to
hold on to him. I mean, they have to hold on to it for a year or so because he's paid. I guess to me, we can't have it both ways because you and I have had many a conversation about like
not
all that. That guy stinks. Don't pay him and all this. Move on. And now we're saying maybe they should give the guy an extra year or two. It can't be both though. Is all
sure.
I'm saying.
I'm not saying. And look, this is difficult because I'm definitely not saying like pay him and then figure it out with a new head coach. This is in the circumstance where you're already running into a situation where maybe you did pay the guy. Or didn't want to pay the guy. I understand it's tough for the rookie. It's tough with the rookie. You get 3 years of Sam Darnold. I'll say this. Before I ran him out for year four, just cut his ass, I probably would bring in a different guy. Then that's different than after 16 months, we run Eberflus out, and we knew we were going to pre-fire him, and we only give him a year anyway, or less than a year in some cases, and then run him out of town, versus we did 3 years of Darnold, it's not working. Before I just ran Darnold out of town, I do think I would try with a new head coach and find out if there is some juice there, because it turns out with a number of these guys in the league, there is a little juice.
There's no doubt that Baker's had success after leaving Cleveland, Darnold after leaving the Jets, Geno after leaving the Jets. That is all very, very true. I would still say, though, in the NFL where you would say this, let's say that take the Chiefs are a terrible example here right now in their current history, but
they don't have a good example of any time in history, probably.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago, their general manager currently, Ryan Poles, drafted Caleb Williams. They kept Eberflus for the 1 year. We all thought that was silly.
Now, I would have just started with the head coach to begin with, sure.
So, okay, in that scenario, we all said, hey, they should have got rid of the head coach to begin with.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's just say they had their head coach and they had a head coach in place. It went 3 years in and Caleb Williams didn't look good. What I'm saying is the GM would be,
here's the reason why it's a problem and why it doesn't work this way in the NFL, though, is like the GM would be fired in that scenario. And I'd have to go back and look at the Jets, the 3 years Darnold was there. My guess is, without looking it up, that after Darnold got 3 years, they probably also fired the GM at the same time. Because the GM, quote unquote, failed by
and
hiring.
And this goes back to the same thing, which is the GM doesn't want that quarterback. That's correct. Not his guy. And so he's got to run him out of town.
I think
and we got to go to this thing. He was there for 3 years. He was a full-time starter for 3 years.
The example, I think, to me, that maybe is next to match that. And again, he'd have to be successful. But it feels like Bryce Young is that guy, Cody, where...
But they just screwed it up by, obviously, firing. He'd be on coach three. But yeah, I get your point.
Who was the coach when he came into Carolina?
Frank Wright.
Frank Wright. He didn't even make it a full year.
Okay, so Dave Canales was there, and obviously, okay.
This is the problem.
So it's a little bit different than the other ones. I would say start fresh girl, then consider it. But I think you're right to the point of, because it's hard with Tua, because Tua, he's had some success, but Brett, where I think Sam Darnold didn't have any success.
It's terrible.
Baker didn't have any success, where I think Daniel Jones didn't really have any success, where I think Bryce Young fits that grouping a little bit more, where maybe if you're Bryce Young, I don't know, if we go based on the trend, let's say the Panthers like, you know what, we're not paying Bryce Young, we're going to let him leave. And then he goes, I don't know, anywhere and figures it out and has success. Then he would fall into that category of guys that you're talking about.
Gold, to your point, I think part of the issue we're running into is not just the GM. It's that they're unwilling to make the move before. So I looked up Sam Darnold's time. He had the exact same problem these other quarterbacks could have. They gave him a year of Adam Gase, then brought in a new head coach. And so there's not room in the contract for what I'm saying, which is if there's 2-3 full years of it not working with a guy, or let's say it is working, then you sign him to a contract. And in the Daniel Jones case, now it's not what's wrong. It seems like they side with run everybody out of town versus wait, there was something with Darnold that was working. What happened? What changed? Let's get a quarterback in a system that fits this person, that works, and then we might be able to do both. It just feels like something nobody's trying yet.
Yeah, that's look, these guys were drafted as high as they were for a reason. Clearly, people saw talent. It wasn't, the Jets may have drafted Sam Darnold, but somebody else was going to draft him right after if they did. Yeah, you know what I mean? There's clearly the talent is there. Who can unlock that talent, make them feel comfortable? There's also the reality of Sam Darnold, 7 years now or 6 years into his career, he's just a better quarterback because he's
older
and is seen more and all that. Like,
sure, that could be the case.
Some of that is that, and nobody with a team that drafts him gets 6 years to figure it out. It's just not how the NFL works, unfortunately. It's just how sports work. You don't get 6 years as a starting quarterback to figure it out. If not, you're going to be somewhere else. You're going to have to figure it out. And we're talking, as great as the story is for Mac Jones right now, Darnold, Baker, Geno, although he's playing terrible now, but
Baker's
he's still
crazy. He was just a free agent for $5 million. He was available on the street.
I still want to. These are outliers, though. Like, I don't want to act like this could be happening. There's some quarterbacks
feel less
also
like an outlier when it's 10% of the starting NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, but do you think Zach Wilson, if he gets a shot somewhere else, is going to be good?
No, I don't. I'm not.
I think Bryce Young would be the guy that you would say right now. He would be the guy that you would pick if he went somewhere else. Maybe he's the person who has not looked good really at all, shown signs. If he went like somewhere else, maybe
guys,
it works out.
There's some guys that just stink, right? Like Jamarcus Russell, that was on him, sure, right? We all agree.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Rosen was not going to be successful somewhere else.
But there are plenty of quarterbacks that you do go back in time, probably 20, 30 years, and you wonder, man, if he was drafted somewhere else, what would his career have looked like? I think there's always I call them outliers, but I think there's sometimes where the dude just didn't have it. It just wasn't that kind of guy that we all thought he was going to be when he came out of college.
We're just at an unprecedented level of 10 to 15% of the starting NFL quarterbacks in the league who look good were drafted by somebody else and actively playing for another team. The old adage used to be you can't find a quarterback somewhere else because those guys are gone. They're not available. They stay with the teams that are good. And we're seeing like kind of an inverse of that at the moment.
It's interesting. It's awesome to see for some of these guys. I mean, Baker Mayfield's career is going to, he's going to end up with a really, really nice career when it's all said and done. I mean, it's possibly an MVP.
He is one of the most interesting stories in NFL history. He was drafted by the worst franchise in the NFL. Couldn't make it work there because they're run terribly. He took a one-year deal with the Panthers where it went kind of bad. And he's just there. And then he was just on the street. Bucks paid him a $5 million to come in because Tom Brady retired. And they thought, we'll take a shot. They didn't pay him any real money. He was in an open quarterback competition with a guy's name I can't even remember. Do you guys remember who it was?
Kyle Trask, maybe?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. He was in an open quarterback competition with Kyle Trask.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely...
Wasn't he in Carolina with Sam Darnold, too? Yeah. Weren't they both together at the same time?
Yeah.
See, that's the other part of this conversation that's interesting, too, because it's not as simple as Sam Darnold left the Jets and then went to Minnesota. No, he was also in Carolina for a little bit, as you said.
San Francisco for a year.
Yes.
Because they showed his timeline last night.
The lesson here is don't be a quarterback for the Panthers or the Jets. Just don't go to those two franchises. Go anywhere else.
So as much as we can cite that, like look at Justin Fields. He was drafted by Chicago. Then he went to Pittsburgh. Now he's with the Jets. And nope, he's been with three teams. Is it him or is it the teams? He's been with three teams and he's very below average.
It's probably
average.
More him now, obviously, than it is the teams. As soon as you get two or three shots and it's still bad, then
All right, let's talk more NFL, including a little bit about the Jets. And Vinny Pasquantino made his national, I don't know if it was his debut, but certainly was on
multiple days there.
TV for longer than he's ever been on TV. Few people say, wait a second.
6-1.
No, some people are saying, how?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are the Lions ahead of the Chiefs after what the Chiefs did to them?
It can't always be game to game. You know this works. The Raiders aren't ahead of the Colts, even though that's the only loss on the Colts on the Colts schedule.
My guess is
week to week, Lions looked really good.
My guess is once the Chiefs are in a playoff spot again, I bet you he bumps them up.
Or the records were the same, you know? Mm-hmm.
I think the Lions we knew were going to be just fine, even though the Chiefs beat them. Like
the Lions are one of the five best teams.
That was one of those rare games where a team like Detroit could get beat up the way they did by Kansas City, and you're like, they're going to be fine. Detroit's going to be just fine. And they are just fine, and they were awesome last night, and their win.
I know the schedules are obviously very different, but the fact that the Panthers have the same record as the Chiefs is very weird right now.
I know. It just doesn't.
Seven games?
It doesn't look right, and we know it won't finish that way. I am glad to hear that Vinny's going to be on World Series coverage. Obviously, game seven last night. It's so weird. Every team who goes against the Dodgers gets pitched as like David versus Goliath. The Blue Jays have the fifth highest payroll in baseball. Somebody yesterday on Twitter was trying to make a point of, look, I thought the number one team always wins the World Series. And they were pointing out the payrolls for the eventual World Series winners. And they made a horrible job trying to make their point. Because every World Series winner has a payroll in the top 10. The argument is not you have to be the highest payroll in baseball. The argument is you have to be in the conversation to win it. With the exception of the Royals over the last 10 years, you better have a top 10 payroll in baseball if you are planning on winning the World Series.
You heard Vinny say it, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but we all know there's an upcoming CBA issue here in a year or so, and he mentioned he thinks it's, you know, as a player, it's great to see the Dodgers and Blue Jays, other than your own team you play for being in it. It's great to see the Blue Jays and Dodgers because they're teams that spend money, and that's good for baseball, and obviously if you're a player, you like seeing that, and hopefully it pushes teams to spend more money. So that's his point of view, of course, going into it, knowing we know that the fight that's going to exist in 2027 or after the 2026 season when it comes to salary floor, salary cap, what happens, how many, it's going to get ugly. It's going to get very ugly. We get a whole baseball season before we get there, so no need to panic yet, but it's coming.
But that's also like the same thing. It's like if everybody knows this, the fact that they already aren't negotiating it, discussing it, talking about it, getting in a room and trying to hammer it out as a problem. But this goes back to the same thing. They're never going to accept a cap without a floor. The owners would be fine with a cap, most of them. A majority of the owners, let me put it that way. Dodgers are fine to spend the money. They don't care. And I don't even mean this as the sport is not broken because the Dodgers are willing to spend any more than anyone. Honestly, kudos to them.
They're not breaking any rules or anything. No. They're doing what they should be. If they want to spend the money, any other team can technically do what they're doing.
Kudos to them for being, like for Vinny's point, kudos to them and the Blue Jays for being willing to spend the money to put themselves in a position so that their fan base is going to enjoy a World Series. I don't knock them for that. The sport is broken because the Chicago White Sox spent $60 million last year. And the Dodgers, or this year, and the Dodgers spent $300 million or whatever the number is.
Well, and it gets into the whole TV contract stuff, though, too, right? Right. I mean, this is where Major League Baseball is trying to bring in the TV stuff a little more in-house. And I think that's the idea down the road, beyond 2027 into 2028, is to try to level that playing field. Because, the TV contracts are on a different planet for the Dodgers and the Yankees than they are for the Royals and different market size. And it makes sense, but how can you equal that out a little bit? So we'll see. It's going to be a major fight in 2027.
$240 million payroll for them, $193 for Toronto this year. Kansas City was in 98.
Yeah, I'm excited for the World Series, though. I mean, George Springer in October is one of the greatest performers in October we've seen. Not the best, okay? He's not Mr. October, but he's damn close the way
he's
playing with some of these home runs, man.
He's up there,
Yeah. I mean, he's coming up in these biggest spots, and of course, devastating if you're a Mariners fan. You thought you had a lead in the seventh inning. You felt like it was finally going to happen. You also had two games to win one. Remember, the Blue Jays were down in that series going into a game six.
Yep.
They win game six. You're thinking, the Mariners, they got the pitching advantage now.
Up 3-1. It's the seventh inning.
Yep.
Lead off walk leads to two runners on base, leads to a bunt, and then, of course, Springer puts the ball in the seat. I felt sick for Mariners fans. I root for any fan base who's never experienced any amount of joy when it comes to baseball, and they've never even been to a World Series. And unfortunately, that streak will continue. Let's get back to the NFL, though, and the Chiefs. Because I was looking at a couple of teams on Vinny's power rankings. Turns out there's a little crossover in Vinny's power rankings and where they are right now. DVOA and points per game. These are the things that usually tell us which teams are heading to the Super Bowl and which teams we should be taking serious. Right now, and I wanted to point these teams out individually, there are only three teams in the NFL who are both top 10 in points per game on offense and top 10 in points per game on defense. Just three. Those teams are Kansas City, as you can imagine. After last night's games, they are the sixth best already. Remember we were talking about they could be a top? They are already, even with the bad games to start the year, the sixth best points per game offense in the NFL. And the third best points per game defense. Pretty good. The only other two teams, Indianapolis and Seattle.
And Seattle is a team I think people are finally starting to give them some respect as well. I know they're, you know, Sam Darnold and Seattle is a franchise you kind of just, in a weird way, they just don't get talked about all that much.
Fifth and sixth, respectively, for them.
Jackson Smith and Jigba is also finally. He was an all 32 topic. I think he's been incredible three or four weeks ago. He to me should be getting way more attention than he's had type of season. And Seattle now
he might enter the Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson,
legitimate top 10 receiver. Yeah. Legitimate top 10 receiver. And I know people say, well, he's just getting a ton of volume. Yeah, but if you watched again the game last night on the national stage, even if you haven't watched any of their noon kickoffs, or I guess for them, 3:25 kickoffs that they've had. I mean, he's getting open whenever he wants to get open. I mean, his route running has improved. He's now on the outside instead of just in the slot. Awfully impressive for Seattle. And then what you mentioned, the Colts, no surprise. I mean, that's why they're 6-1.
I guess what it is do we view those, like, if I told you there were only three, that's why this goes back to the lead almost in a way. Like, this is part of the reason the Chiefs are such a heavy favorite. Buffalo doesn't have a top 10 defense for what feels like the first time in a really long time. New England, as good as they've been with Drake May, they don't have a top 10 defense under Mike Vrabel yet. Washington is a top scoring team. These are the teams that are in that category. Dallas, Detroit, like teams like Detroit, we think Detroit's a really good team. Even they don't have a defense that rivals or is up in that category. The way I start looking at this, and I'm curious to see how this plays out, is, and do we view the Chiefs this way? Do we think the Chiefs are a top 10 offense and defense? Do the numbers match up with what you see on the field? Because that's really the truth of the matter is the schedule, the opponents, the teams, the offenses they faced. Because right now, Kansas City, how many of the top 10 offenses did they face? That'll tell you whether or not their defensive metric is true. They have faced Detroit, who's the third best offense in the NFL. That's it, right? They haven't faced Green Bay.
No.
They will face Indy and Dallas, 1 and 2. They will face later on Washington this week, a top 10 offense. So is that the next 3 weeks? Do three of the next 4 weeks they have three of the top 10 offenses in the NFL?
Yeah, if that keeps up.
Cool. I'll make a decision about the defense. Talk to me in a month about whether they're serious. Defense. Let's talk about if Kansas City's scored against them. Right now, the top 10 defense in the NFL, Kansas City has faced none, right? Not Houston, Rams, Denver, New England, Seattle, San Francisco, Indy, Atlanta, or Minnesota or Green Bay. Those are tied. They haven't faced a single top 10 defense. So where do they go against those? What I'm saying is, like, my eye test tells me yes, but I do think there's some competition part where we got to, like, put all the pieces together in order to do it. Although Kansas City's offense might be hurting the teams they're facing in the top 10
defense. That was what I was going to say. I know it is 7 weeks in, but when you put up 30 on Detroit, that knocks them down quite a bit. Or you put up, you know, 37 on a Baltimore team or whatever, right? That's going to change.
Baltimore's even worse than the league, but yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, it
Detroit
all
has the 12th best points per game defense. Still, they would probably be top 10 if it wasn't for Kansas City.
You can still swing one way or the other on these standings or these rankings based on one game. I mean, the Chiefs defensively, when you go and you shut out an opponent, you're going to flip. It's basically a 60-point swing in some cases, depending on who you're going up against. I mean, that's what's crazy about it. One shutout in the league, You jump up 10 spots, 8 spots.
But everyone has the same opportunity, and it's a season-long
stat. I think the Chiefs are a top five offense and a top 10 defense. And I think that'll be the case at the end of the season as well.
Yeah. No, I think, and the offense, the fact that they're already at sixth only strengthens they're going to be the best offense in football. The only competition I think they have for best offense in football this year is the Colts. Because the Colts are balanced. They have offensive line play. They have good quarterback play. They can run the ball. They have they have one thing the Chiefs don't have, which is an elite, top of the league level running back playing as a top of the league level running back. So, like, that's the one thing they possess. Kansas City doesn't. They have a tight end who's playing really well. Chiefs tight end's playing really well. They have a wide receiver group that's playing really well. The Chiefs have, you know, like nothing else is really different. They just have an elite level running back and it's changing it. Just interesting. 7 weeks into the season, they're one of only three teams in the top 10 on offense and defense.
Up next, we'll get to the biggest threat for the Chiefs. Is it the Patriots or is it the Colts, who everybody's starting to buy even more into? We'll do that. And Drew's got the latest on college football and some of the surprises in 2025.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.